This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, good neighbors, to episode number 114 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Sestero. Today we have good neighbor Rob King from Why Not Hypnosis. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Jim. Yeah. Pleasure being here. I appreciate your opportunity to introduce myself to the neighbors.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always good to get to know people and what they do in the community, and you know, they may be your neighbors. Exactly. So why don't we jump right in? Why don't you share a little bit about what you do over at Why Not Hypnosis?
So I am a clinical hypnotherapist. I help people with a range of different challenges. Most often, realistically, it's how to manage stress and anxiety. Our inability to manage stress and anxiety carries over to many different places in life. And I show people the opportunity to use the tools that they were born with to really manage the world that's around them, how to respond rather than react to the world, and to take our time and find places to enjoy life.
And that's important nowadays, because especially with the technology and the attention spans and the demands on our greater and greater every day. So how did you get involved in this industry?
Strangely enough, I spent many years in heart disease. My first education was how to help people through the experiences of heart disease, either in pacemakers or stents, or I did cardiac ultrasound for many years. When that industry changed, I wanted to find a way to still be able to support people in their health and well-being, but not necessarily be beholden to insurers or the rules of other entities to tell other people how to best treat somebody through some practices. And in doing that, I came across and helped a friend get ranked in Google doing search engine optimization. I learned that that wasn't that challenging, and he passed me on to a couple other people. And then I had all of a sudden a small business that I didn't really want, which is, you know, funny by most people's standards. But in that aspect of the world, I realized that there were a lot of business owners who didn't understand their customers. And I saw a massive communication breakdown. So I saw a big hole in this market and said, well, how can I help these business owners better communicate with their customers? In doing that, I found a thing called NLP, or neuro-linguistic programming, which some people may have heard of Tony Robbins. Big sales trainers are normally NLP-based people. So I started doing some research on that, realized that that's a subsect of hypnosis. And the way my brain worked, I wanted to, if I'm going to get this education, I might as well get all of that. So I went to school to get the clinical hypnotherapy designation, meaning I can get referrals from physicians for different things. I still like to help business owners communicate and teach sales. I wrote a book in sales and how to overcome fear in the sales process. But there's so many other spectacular applications that we can use when we really understand how to use our mind. So I have a passion now for introducing people to the gifts that they really already have. They just don't know exist.
Interesting. So we've all had some type of, I'm going to say, challenge or obstacle along our journey. Is there something that maybe happened along your journey that you can look back at now and say, you know what, I'm in a better place because of it?
You know, there's a number of them. And realistically, as the universe works, we get introduced to things that are going to serve us better later in life. And we may not realize that at the time, you know, we're going through these challenges or we're pulling our hair out and frustrated and why these things are happening to us. But the reality is they're happening because we need that learning base to be able to expand our futures. And as we look back, we may be able to put those dots together. So I've seen a lot of challenges in life. I grew up in a family that had a heavy alcohol abuse problem. And with that, I started to see that people don't necessarily manage their stress very well. And they use these different opportunities to escape. Sometimes it's a chemical, sometimes it's overworking or overeating, or you know, we put ourselves in all of these different positions trying to reduce our level of anxiety and stress. Then we have traumas introduced, and we're not really taught how to get through those traumas. We see them as a defining aspect of our life. The reality is, at least in my world, those things are just part of who we are. They are not who we are. And all too often, people define themselves in those spaces. So throughout the different traumatic experiences in my life, as we all have them, and you know, the other teachings that I got as a child throughout my family's abuse of these different chemicals, I started to realize later in life, in adulthood, that they were all stepping stools and learnings through my path on how to more empathize with people that are going through these things. Even if I haven't directly gone through most of them, I have definitely gone through some of them. So now I can recognize the challenges that are put to us after we go through those challenges. So many, many different things in life have kicked me in the face, as I call it, to give me those teachings over the course of time.
And that's how we learn. So yeah. Are there any myths or misconceptions surrounding what you do that we could probably clear up for our listeners?
Oh my gosh. This with hypnosis, there's many. I have regularly the challenge of hearing my clients when they first are introduced to the concept, are you going to make me cluck like a chicken? Like, you know, I can if you really want me to, but if you're paying me to do something, I don't think that'd be very high on the list. So hypnosis, because of stage shows and, you know, different things that Hollywood introduces, has a very large base of misconceptions. There's no mind control. There's no, you know, there's so many things that surround the hypnotic space. The reality is we all go in and out of trance. I hear all the time, well, my mind is too strong. I can't be hypnotized. That's a huge misconception. The stronger somebody's mind is, or the more control they have over it, the more I can teach them to learn how to go into these trance spaces for benefit. And if you have a good, strong mind and you really want to use it for good, learn how. Don't just stay on your soapbox saying, I can't be hypnotized. Well, I'm sorry, if you can't be hypnotized, that's your fault. It's nothing on anybody else. We get to choose our path. And if you choose to be able to learn how to use your mind appropriately, the sky's the limit. Really, we have so much power between our ears that you can really find any life that you want.
Yeah, you just need to be open to it. You know,
you need to be open to it. Now, it is true, if you're not open to it, then it's not going to happen. And I explain myself like a wilderness guide. So if I have the opportunity to walk you through some paths through the wilderness to show you the most beautiful waterfall you've ever seen, you have the choice to say, you know what, I trust this guy. Yeah, I'll follow him. Or you can say, no, thank you. And if the no thank you is the case, then that's fine. Then we part ways as friends and go on about it. But if you say, you know what, I'd really love to see that waterfall, and this person here knows how to get me there, and you just follow along the path, then you can see that waterfall and then possibly go back there in the future on your own without the guide.
Love that. I love that. Do you see any trends within the industry or with what you're doing?
Absolutely. As we grow as a society more concerned with pharmaceuticals, more concerned with Western medicine, and I'm not against Western medicine by any means. I spent a lot of time in heart disease, and I truly believe that there are wonderful things there. But I think we get confused on our conventional medications and the fact that it's not wellness, it's emergent medicine. We go to see a physician because we've had a symptom. That physician treats the symptom, not the root cause of the problem. So in my world, we try to find the root causes of some of the challenges. It's not always necessary to find a root cause to get over the challenge, but to see the learning that's within that and properly handle our personal chemicals to give ourselves the best opportunity for wellness. Now, if we destroy ourselves and do bad things to ourselves for 50 years, you're still going to need medicine. It doesn't change overnight. But if we can start to learn the processes of doing things right by ourselves, giving ourselves all the opportunity to be healthy, our body is truly built to repair itself. So yeah. I like to introduce those concepts to people.
Yeah, I totally believe and understand what you're talking about. So are you from, you mentioned Boston or New York. Are you from down here originally?
I've been here for 31 years. I moved here when I was 18. I grew up in central New York between Syracuse and Rochester, right on Lake Ontario in the snow belt of the country up there. I don't like to be cold. So at 18, I bought a round trip plane ticket to Fort Myers. And I kind of lucked out. I wanted a small city with room for growth and a good beach and good weather. And I was here for 3 or 4 days and I didn't have enough money. I didn't have, my family wasn't very comfortable financially. So I saved up my money, came down here and I stayed in a little hotel in kind of the bad section of town. And I was walking downtown to see if I could, you know, find a job or get a plan. And I walked by a little establishment. They had a help wanted sign. So I talked to him and the gentleman I was talking to, real nice guy, he said, you know what, if you're interested in moving here, I can get you this job. And my sister and brother-in-law live about 3 blocks from here. They have a little apartment over their garage that they're looking to rent. Would you like to go look at it? So he drove me over there. And in 3 days, I had a job and a place to live. And I never went back to New York. I planned on scouting the area out anyway. So, I mean, it wasn't a huge move, but it was, you know, it was definitely the right place for me. And I feel like I've been on vacation for 31 years.
Right. That's exactly why we live down here. So speaking of being on vacation, I know you probably don't have a lot of free time, but what do you enjoy doing in your free time?
I really like to paddle boarding, kayaking. I do a little fishing, but I consider myself more of a kayaker with a line in the water than a fisherman. I have, you know, close friends after 31 years being here, you know, I have close friends that understand the science of fishing here and their passion is wonderful. And I love that, but it's just not really my passion. I do like golf. I like outdoors. I spend a lot of time with my child. I have a 16-year-old daughter. So, you know, that takes up a lot of energy and time. She's big into competitive dance. That's about my fun experiences. I really enjoy my work environment. So I like to speak. I enjoy my one-on-one client work and the expansion of the opportunities for people to learn what they are capable of.
Absolutely. So is there one thing you wish our listeners knew about what you do that maybe they're not aware of?
That transition in their life is so much easier than they truly believe it is. You know, I've helped hundreds of people stop smoking, for example. Not really my most favorite part of my job because I see it as being pretty easy. Nobody really wants to smoke, even if somebody has done it forever. That, oh, I love smoking. I'm like, oh, really? What do you love about it? And then there's really no answer. Right. They say, well, it makes me relax. I'm like, well, no, it doesn't. You know, nicotine itself is a stimulant. What makes you relax is the lie that smoking tells you. It's the activity of smoking. They take the breath in with the cigarette, they hold it for a second, and then they release it all, and they have a long exhale. In doing that, the long exhale stimulates our vagus response, and it reduces our blood pressure and our heart rate naturally. So if they just had a straw and they did the same thing, they would get more benefit because they're not adding the stimulant. People are like, oh, wow, I never really knew that. So there's so many little aspects of how our body works that people are unaware of, and they're just not taught. You know, nobody else ever talks to them about that. The other side that I see is the communication factor. Right now, we're having a struggle with communication. We went through a couple of years of people being isolated, and if they weren't isolated, they were covered. So body language is a large part of communication. Some people say it's 55% of your communication comes from body language. Body language is the way that we're able to communicate with pets. Your dog understands you through your body language. It's such a powerful tool. People never see that. They don't recognize it. Again, they're not taught. We don't know what we don't know. So the world that I live in, I like to share these things with people to get that light bulb aspect. You see their eyes light up and they're like, oh, okay. I understand that now. There's so many different aspects of life that are like that, that almost break my heart that we don't share with people more often.
Absolutely. I love what you do. I'm just intrigued by, I could talk to you probably for hours, but how would our listeners go about getting a hold of you if they were interested in learning more?
Well, a very easy way is my website, Why Not Hypnosis. And I named the business Why Not Hypnosis because most of the people that find me have tried everything else. So why not? What do you have to lose? You can't sit and talk to somebody for 2 hours to try to get over your challenge. Why not? You must not want to get rid of that challenge that bad. So it has actually done pretty well for me, that little name quip. I had a client a while ago that had a headache for 10 years. Oh, geez. To the point where he slept 18 hours a day. didn't do anything but sleep, go to the couch, sleep some more. And he'd retired to Florida looking forward to the fishing he was going to be able to do, but he was debilitated. And in that case, I have to have a referral from a physician to work with him. And I said, I'd love to work with you if you're open to it. He was concerned, not so much about the hypnosis, but he tried so many other things and had no successes. So he brought it to his neurologist. He's like, hey, listen, I'd like to talk to this hypnotherapist. What do you think? And the neurologist said, well, why not? What do you got to lose? And the guy laughed. He said, that's funny because that's the name of his business. So I was able to help him after just four sessions, actually, to the point where he came in on the fifth session with a big smile on his face. I'm like, well, I like that look. What's going on? He's like, well, I washed my car and walked around the block today. And that was huge for him.
Right.
Wow. So the ability to change those people is not my change, it's their change and their open-mindedness to learning their ways of change. So whynothypnosis.com, or they can always reach out to me by phone, 239-217-2984. I'm a local guy. My office is in Cape Coral. I do Zoom work also. I've also helped facilitate people through microdosing challenges. If they want to do microdosing, I coach them through that. I am ordained, so there's the spiritual aspect that I don't always touch on. It just depends on what the person is interested in. My goals are always how you feel today and how did you want to feel? And then we take the steps to get people to where they want to be. So,
and that's the important part nowadays. I again, love what you do, appreciate you. Thank you for being such a good neighbor. And I hope to see you out in the community here soon.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the invite, and I look forward to meeting you in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Astera. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpastero.com. That's gnpastero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.